A Christmas Wish at Woolworths by Elaine Everest. Read by Annie Aldington. Prologue. Sunday, the 6th of September, 1953. Maisie stretched her long, sun-kissed legs and sighed as she relaxed in the red and white striped deck chair in her back garden.
It's good to have a day off once in a while and be able to enjoy the sun on my body.
You've got enough of it on show, Claudette laughed.
It was true, as the yellow seersucker sunsuit barely covered Maisie's legs and left little to the imagination further up. Even though she was well into her 30s, she looked as youthful as Bessie and Claudette and as glamorous as she had the day she walked into the Woolworths store in 1938. Her blonde locks just as stylish, and not a worry line on her face.
As you well know, this was one of our best-selling summer lines. It far outsold what the pair of you were wearing, she snorted,
while still admiring the seersucker frocks with matching boleros her two stepdaughters were wearing.
I think I'll start taking more days off now we have this garden to enjoy, before the autumn arrives, and then winter, she groaned.
Then it will be Christmas, Bessie said, and I can't wait. It will be wonderful celebrating it here in our new home. However, today is Sunday. You should start taking at least one day off each week. It's not right working on the Sabbath.
She was sitting on the lawn next to Maisie, watching her young daughter run around in the long grass.
Mind you, this all needs mowing, and the flower borders are out of control.
Blimey! Have you caught a dose of religion?
Maisie mocked the girl before looking serious.
But you are right. We do need to make time for family and friends, and with the business being closed on a Sunday, it's the ideal time. In fact, I'm one step ahead of you, as I've invited Sarah, Frieda and the gang over for tea this afternoon. It's about time we showed the place off.
Claudette jumped to her feet.
I'll make a cake. I take it Nanny Ruby and Bob are also invited. I want to show her a recipe I found in The People's Friend.
We've got enough food in the pantry to feed an army, but if you want to make a cake, I'll not argue. What doesn't get eaten, I can give to the team tomorrow when they come over to work in my bridal studio. I'm looking forward to seeing ladies working on the gowns in the room I've designed especially for them.
That sounds a bit posh. We've never had a studio before.
Bessie chuckled.
Next we'll be having an orangery, like next door, she went on,
overemphasising the word as Claudette joined in with the laughter, pointing out that their neighbour's orangery was nothing more than a lean-to with a glass window and a few pot plants.
Shush, stop it. We may be overheard, Maisie hissed,
although she was finding it hard not to join in with the laughter.
I read how all the best dress shops have bridal studios and thought how nice it would be to have one for Maisie's modes. It will attract the right kind of clients if we plan to go up market and they can come here to try on their gowns.
Bessie nodded her head, although she looked serious.
Don't forget your roots, Mum, as the people of Erith supported you when you started out.
I'll never do that, my love. In fact, I have a few more plans, Maisie replied,
as she pulled her straw sun hat over her face and leant back in the deck chair.
I'll just have a little snooze, then pop in and see how lunch is doing.
Claudette nodded to Bessie, and the two sisters crept away, leaving Maisie to rest. Bessie lifted her daughter Jenny, perching her on one hip as the two sisters walked towards the house.
I still find it hard to believe we live here, she said,
shading her eyes with one hand as they looked up at the four-story house.
And we have a servant, Claudette giggled. I'll never get used to that. I don't think Mrs. Ince can be classed as a servant. She told me she prefers to be called a woman what does, as she does anything she's called upon to do. I think she's a marvel, and Mum loves having her about the place. Do you know, she offered to clean my rooms and do Jenny's ironing. Of course I refused, but for a moment I wavered. She's a diamond, as Nanny Ruby would say,